Chapter 46, The Camp Meeting. Elder H.E. Jones leaves to attend the camp meeting at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Special Correspondence of the Capitol. Campground, Ottawa, Kansas, May 20. There has been a series of showers with sometimes hail for a few days, attended with sunshine, which interferes somewhat with the different exercises and seriously inaccommodates the newcomers who are pouring in. As far as classes of instruction go, this has been a busy time since the institution closed. As many as 4 canvassers' classes have been in session at one and the same time, and besides 3 or 4 meetings of other kinds, perhaps during the same hours. The canvassers, however, under the generalship of Captain Eldridge and his Lieutenant Belden, seem to outflank the conference committee every time, and get in more meetings than all the other branches of work. Everything is bustle and activity, and much good and profitable instruction is being given and received, so that cheerful faces are seen everywhere, in spite of the mud and wet, and even though the workers do crowd the ministers so closely that the latter are seriously pondering the question whether or not they have any rights at a camp meeting, yet all feel it is good to be here, and rejoice, pressing forward in harmony. Elder Jones and wife have left. He is going to the camp meeting at Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and she to their home in Battle Creek, Michigan. Elder Olson leaves for the latter place tomorrow, going from there to Colorado, and then to Minneapolis. Elder W. C. White and D. T. Jones will remain throughout the week, and Mrs. White will be with us to the close of the meeting. The park was crowded Sunday afternoon, but a heavy wind and rainstorm scattered the people towards sundown.